What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to The Dugout. My name is Drew. Alongside me is Ben. And this is The Dugout. We're going to be talking about everything baseball. Still a little early into the season, so we actually have a few new segments this week. So we're going to get right into it. Ben, why don't you go ahead and explain this first segment we're doing?
So we are playing Guess the Player by Their Hair. So basically, I'm going to send a picture to Drew. The images are cropped, so it's, you know, forehead up, and see if he can guess which MLB player it is based on their hair. So I tried my best. These are pretty current hairstyles.
Yeah, I was going to say, are these current players, or what do we got going on?
They are. So they're all current players, and they are I tried to get them the most updated. There's one of them. It's from when he was on a previous team, but it's
the same. I already know who it is.
Who?
Francisco Lindor.
Nope. That okay. would be way too easy, and me and Dante just did that, so I didn't do any of those.
Gotcha.
All right, you ready? I'm going to send you number one.
Yep, let's see it. You guys will also see the picture on the screen. Is that Alec Bohm?
It is not Alec
Bohm. Oh, my God. Is it an Oriole?
It is not an Oriole. Dude, what are you thinking? What? Adley Rutschman?
No, I was thinking more of Gunner. Dude, no way. That's yes, not Alec Bohm?
It is not Alec Bohm.
All right, give me the team. Give me the team.
Nope, I will give you that he is in the NL.
The National.
We're gonna work our way there. He had a big night last night.
Jared Kelenic.
No, what? Jared Kelenic's in the AL, pal.
Oh yeah, he is.
Mike, don't edit that out.
He will. Dude, this is. Should I know who this is just based on this?
Really? Hall of Famer.
No way, dude.
Yes, why?
You got to give me the team. If you give me the team, I'll...
The Dodgers.
The Dodgers?
Correct. The Dodgers.
What? Oh, is that Kershaw?
It is Clayton Kershaw.
Dude, that is... I can't see the original image, but yeah. I can
see
it.
You want to see the original? Yeah. Here's the original.
See it real quick. Okay. All right. 0-for-1.
All right. Number two.
Soto.
Not Juan Soto.
Dude. Is it Willy Adames?
It is not Willy Adames.
What? Dude, that looks exactly like Juan Soto.
It does look like both of them. Soto's a tad different.
But it's Gleyber Torres.
It's not Gleyber Torres.
Dude.
You're getting there. Position-wise, you're getting there.
It's a shortstop. Or it's a second baseman.
Yep.
Dude, I have no...
A very wealthy second baseman.
Oh, he just got paid.
Recently, not just, but like, yeah, pretty.
So like, just got a contract right before the season?
No.
So this is a while ago we got paid.
Not a while ago, but like semi-recently, within the past 2-3 years.
And it's a maybe second baseman. Year. What league? Is this the NL?
AL.
This is the AL. AL. Dude, that looks just exactly like Juan Soto.
Was MVP running up to Trout a couple times. Had a down year last year. Picked it up at the end.
How's he doing right now?
He's doing fine now.
I have no clue, dude.
He's on the Rangers.
A second baseman on the right. Oh, that's Marcus Semien.
That is Marcus Semien. The picture's from Toronto, but it's the same haircut. It's the same haircut.
Outdated.
Makes no difference. Nope, not outdated. All right, number three.
That's scary how looked he looked like Juan Soto just from the forehead up. What? Oh, dude. Matt Olson
that's is so correct. Easy. Yes. So easy. There we go. All right, number four.
How many are we doing? Five?
Five. There's
dude,
this one.
What?
And one more.
Who is that?
This one's a little tough. This looks like Penn Badgley from you.
Yeah, what? Oh my God. What, how about you give me the position?
Third base.
Third baseman?
Third baseman.
That's not long haired Arenado, is it?
It is long-haired Arenado.
Is it really?
Yes.
I don't know if he still has the hair like that.
I don't know. It's a Cardinals picture, so.
Let me see the original, if you can, real quick. Yeah.
All right. And our last one.
What am I right now?
You are 2 for 4.
Yeah. Okay.
Our last picture.
Is this like an older player?
He's been in the league for a bit, yeah, but he's current. This month last year, incredible.
What league?
AL. Even this month this year, really good.
Pitcher?
Not a pitcher.
Is he a Red Sox?
He's not a Red Sox. He used to have different hair on a different team. Can no longer have that hair.
So he's older?
No. I just said he can't have that hair anymore.
Wait. Is this a Yankee? It's Anthony Rizzo.
It's Anthony Rizzo.
Yes, sir. Best first baseman in the league.
All right. So I had 3 for 5. Not bad.
That's not bad. Not bad. So I missed Simeon and just the first two.
I would have gone 5 for 5, but.
Yeah, debatable.
Well, I went 8 for 8.
That looks exactly like Juan Soto, but okay.
All right. Yeah, but forehead's too dark to be Juan Soto.
That's true. All right. So there you guys have it. We're going to be doing that on the pod. Not sure how much, but we're just trying out these new segments. And this next segment, kind of similar, except it's going to be baseball stadiums. So I'm going to show a tiny piece of a picture to Ben, and he has to guess the stadium. I didn't look any up, but I have all the teams in mind. Here we go. Number one, Ben. You ready?
Yep.
You're going to have to click on that. It's going to be really small. It is Oakland.
Yep.
Instantly. Too easy. Wow.
They got to cover all the seats up there in that old.
I was trying to get like a darker picture to make it look like the monster.
Yeah, but just the tarps give it away. Too easy.
Right. Yeah, too easy. Okay. Let me think. Okay. This is a good one.
Okay.
Yeah, this will be a good one, actually.
All right. That is the Rogers Center in Toronto. Dude,
how do you know? Just because you saw blue?
No, dude. It's just, you know it's a dome. The hotel rooms are up in left
field. Yeah, I was going to say. I was going to explain. So those are actually hotel rooms, but yeah, you obviously got that. Yep. All right, we're just going to basically go until Ben gets stumped here. So
all right.
Let's see. This will be a good one, if I can get a good picture. This is the... You get that?
That is the Trop, the good old Trop.
There's no way you actually knew that that was
the blue seats,
bro. Still,
doesn't still it's the Trop. You just come on, and you can see the dome in the back. It's the Trop.
All right. Oh, this will be a good one. We're not going to show the stadium really. Here we go.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's a little hard right now because that can literally be anything, but it could be anything. I can give you like another picture. I have the picture right here, but any guesses so far?
I have two thoughts off the bat.
Okay. And what makes you have these thoughts?
Is it an NL team?
It is not.
Okay.
This is an American League team. I'll find another picture here. It's just going to be it's going to be tough. Actually, this will either instantly have you get it or you still won't know.
Okay.
That's the same picture. From the same picture.
It's from the same picture.
Yes. And I'm going to be honest. I think this might be the only stadium with whatever those are. Those lights that I just sent you? Yeah,
those are lights. Good job, Drew.
Okay. I don't know any other stadiums that have lights that look like this, to be honest.
Are they new lights? Are they pretty new?
That I don't know. I don't really follow the team.
Let me look at a list of AL teams here.
I'm going to get you another picture here as well. I'll let you look at the list. You give me another guess. I'm going to send this picture over.
So we have eliminated that. We have eliminated that.
Got another. I'm going to send you over another picture.
All right. So, yeah, that was my initial guess.
What?
I know that building pretty well.
Do you?
I wasn't too sure. And yeah, that's why I asked you if those were new lights, because the Red Sox just put in.
Are they new lights? Yeah, I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah. Yep.
Easily. So what's park. Okay, you said it. Had to confirm. Yeah, I didn't know how to show you that one without
So my when I said NL or AL, the two teams I had were Pittsburgh and I had Boston.
Pittsburgh? Okay, yeah. That's valid. So this is a it's going to be similar to the one we just did. I'm going to show you the scenery around the stadium. Okay. This is your only this is the only picture you're getting.
San Diego.
Okay. Too easy for Ben.
That was way too easy.
Yeah, I would have been disappointed if you didn't get that. Here we go, moving on. Here you go.
Camden Yards.
Ben is the genius here with these MLB stadiums.
What is it called? Like, the street's called something. I
don't know. Our podcast producer, Michael Ripken Jr. would know. But I would not.
It is called...
One more. It's got to be a really good one here. All right, Ben. Here is the last one.
Is that even... It's a fucking drawing, dude.
It's not. It's a real picture. I'll find you a better screenshot.
That's a real picture?
It is a real picture. Stadium.
Is it Google Street View?
Could be. Nah, I don't think it is. Here's another picture.
Oh, that would be Angel Stadium.
It's Angel Stadium. Ben's just too good at this.
Wow, that first picture really looks like a...
How did you get that was Angel Stadium? Like, what made you think that was Angel Stadium?
The freeway in the back and then the bleachers in the right.
Okay. Alrighty, so there you guys have that segment. Ben got it instantly. Maybe we'll bring it back. We'll see. Let us know in the comments. But moving on to finish off this pod, there was an interesting signing or an extension. Hunter Green, what was the extension, Ben? Years, numbers?
It was a six-year, $53 million contract extension with a seventh-year option. It is the largest pre-arbitration Reds extension ever, and is the second largest contract in MLB history for a pitcher with only one or more years of MLB service.
Okay.
It can actually end up reaching to 90. It can reach up to $95 million with salary escalators. So, pretty cheap deal for the Reds, all things considered. At the bare minimum, at 653, it is. $8.8 million a year.
Okay.
Pretty cheap.
Did Nick Lodolo, does he have an extension?
Lodolo does not, no.
I swear I thought he got extended a while back, maybe not.
I
feel like that should be a next up.
Yeah, if they can, Lodolo's off to a great start this year. If they have two frontline rotation guys, that's just a... That is a great place to start. And then Jonathan India as well, another guy that they could look into extending. They're saying here, the Lodolo, he's had extension talks with the Reds. Nothing has happened yet, but the Reds are very aware of what they have. The Reds really aren't in a terrible spot.
You're right.
It's not awful. It's not good, but it's not awful. You know, you build around Jonathan and Diallo, Hunter Green. Even Graham Ashcraft has been really good for them. Alexis Diaz, one of the better closers in baseball last year, another guy they can build off of. Tyler Stevenson's finally healthy. He was either first or second round pick for them a couple years ago. He's already, you know,
they got some excitement.
Proven he can play in the big leagues. Catcher that can hit, always a good place to start. Spencer Steer, one of the rookies, off to a great start. Then Ellie De La Cruz will be here as soon as we know it. One of the better prospects in baseball. I mean, the guy flies. I mean, he's like 6'3", shortstop, switch hitting, athletic freak. So the Reds, you know, Central is a pretty weak division outside of the Brewers. Nothing. Well, you got the Cardinals too, but you know, it's definitely a division that you could push for a wild card spot in the next couple of years.
I'd say 2 years ago, where the Reds were, I thought it was going to take them like years to even like make a dent into winning anywhere near that. But I think we're going to be seeing a better team sooner than later, actually. Do we know Ellie's ETA?
Oh my God, I forgot they have Noel V. Marte too from the Castillo trade. So they got Marte. Their pick last year is their fourth best prospect at the moment. I mean, he won't be up for the next couple of years, but you know, Cam Collier was one of the better high school bats out of the draft last year. Noel V. Marte. Doesn't look like they have too much pitching help on the way. It's kind of, you know, hitting the majors now, but they have the position help on the way. De La Cruz is ETA'd for this year. I mean, he's 6'5", 200-pound shortstop, 21 years old.
That's ridiculous.
Noel V. Marte ETA'd at 2024. And then they have another shortstop who's their third-ranked prospect, ETA'd for 2025, 19 years old. So, I mean, they have depth, and, you know, they have pieces you can move as well, because, you know, De La Cruz might end up at third, Marte at short. Like, what are you going to do with Edwin Arroyo? You can deal him for another position of need. Same thing with Matt McClain, another shortstop second baseman. Cam Collier is a third baseman, so you have a plethora of infield options coming out of the minors, so that it feels like the Reds have the options to do what they want with it.
Yeah, very similar to the Orioles, in my opinion. A few years ago, they were waiting on that infield help to come up. Yeah. The Reds are kind of there, except the Reds.
I think the Reds are in a better spot pitching wise than
the Orioles were. Definitely. Yeah, I really think they should look into locking up Nick Lodolo, and I'd even throw money at Jonathan India, one of the better second basemen in the league.
I would too.
So I mean, why not?
For sure.
I mean, Reds fans, they've had it for like the past however many years. Because I don't know. First baseman wise, though, when Joey Votto, I don't know, he's older, so
he is much older. It's just, we're probably seeing his last year, maybe.
So are any of those prospects in the system, any of them first basemen?
Not any of the top ones, but like, you have Spencer Steer, who's up right now. He's a third baseman. You're going to have to move him at some point when De La Cruz and Marte get here. They have Will Myers as well at the moment. Obviously not a long-term option, but like a guy who, you know, you can move around and plug in there.
Who's their third baseman right now?
Right now it's Spencer Steer.
See, at the time, I really wanted them to keep Brandon Drury. He was really solid with the Reds.
I agree. I mean, Steer's off to a great start. 320, two homers, six RBIs, 50 at-bats. I think he's definitely exceeded expectations of where they wanted them to be. I feel like maybe Jake Fraley could play a little first base too if they needed to. But, I mean, yeah, I feel like first base is one of the – not an easy position to put someone in and hide someone, but
– Yeah, I mean, Bryce Harper is about to be playing there for the first time.
Yeah, you don't need a first base prospect per se to plug in and be a contending team.
For sure. What was I going to say? Yeah, I think the front office definitely knows what they're doing. I mean, at the time, Castillo, they just let him – or they didn't let him walk, but, I mean, they obviously got a nice return for him.
Yeah.
All makes sense now. Letting Castellanos go to the Phillies or
let yeah, that was know. Tough.
That was tough at the time, but I mean, I feel like he was, I don't know, he's definitely better than Jesse Winker, but I feel like he was definitely.
Yeah, I mean,
Winker had his peak with the Reds.
Winker had a career COVID year, so I mean, it happened a lot, so.
For sure.
All right, so the San Diego Padres off to a 8-11 start. Definitely not anywhere close to where I think they thought they would be. They have one hitter over hitting over 300 right now. It's Xander Bogaerts hitting 342. The average as it stands right now, Trent Grisham is their leadoff hitter every day. We're going down the list. 221, Machado, 250, Juan Soto, 172, Bogaerts, 342, Matt Carpenter's hitting 152. Jake Cronenworth, 210. Ha-Seong Kim, 224. Austin Nola, 154. And today, Jose Azucar is playing right field. I don't know who else plays it. Hitting 242. So, when is it time to start worrying for the Padres?
Well, I just pulled up a quote that you probably saw. Did you see the Manny Machado quote?
I did not.
Okay, well, yeah, he was basically talking about their slow start to the season, so I'll just read the quote right here. I'd rather have this happen now than down the road. It's just don't jump on the bandwagon later on when we start effing raking. And we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. And that's it. Straight from Manny Machado himself. So, I mean, that kind of makes sense. So you'd want to slump here in the beginning rather than down the line.
Yeah, I suppose. But, I mean,
at the same time, yeah, it's covering it up.
I know they get Tatis back tomorrow, which is a whole different thing. I don't know how he was even allowed to play even in the minors while he's suspended. I don't know. I guess that's a rule now. You can just play in the minors. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they've lost to good teams. That's the issue. Like, it would be more concerning if they were losing to bad teams, yes. But at the same time, they're losing to the teams that they're going to have to play in the playoffs down the line, and they're losing to them. Bad. I mean, they've been getting batted around by the Braves. Last night they lost 2-0, or last night they lost 8-1. The day before that they lost 2-0.
Who were they playing? What was the series?
The Braves. Yeah. So it's just, I don't know. I don't know what to think. I mean, they lost 11-2 to the Brewers the other night. They lost 3 out of 4 to them. I don't know what to make of them right now. I don't know if their pitching is just, their pitching was the concerning issue for them anyways this year. But now that the bats aren't showing up, it makes the pitching look a lot worse, obviously. So it's just, how consistent is that offense going to stay the entire year? And how healthy is that team going to stay? Tatis might come in and spark plug something for them, but you'd like to see a lot more, especially from Juan Soto. I mean, 172 from Juan Soto. Yeah, he's on my fantasy team. He's getting on base a lot. He's scoring runs. But 172, it's regardless of a 300, 400 OBP, still isn't cutting it. So,
yeah, I definitely feel like Tatis will be that spark plug when he comes back. That'll be exciting for Padres fans and just baseball in general, I feel like. I think he's one of the greatest players in the game currently right now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I've said this in recent pods that, I mean, I predict them to go to the World Series. On paper, that is like one of the greatest teams ever assembled offensively, in my opinion. Yep. And so, I mean, no matter what part of the season we're in, that's concerning. So, I mean, whatever team you're losing to, I mean, you just listed off all their averages and whatnot. So, I mean, it's pretty concerning. It's not like they just started playing yesterday. I mean, there's spring training, they're off season, they're working. So, I mean,
right. I don't know. I don't know what to make of them. Obviously, I gotta give them some more time. But if this is a thing towards the All-Star break,
it could be doomed.
It's just definitely not a great start.
All right. I think we wrap it up. That's actually a good pod title right there. The Padres doomed.
Yeah.
Something like that. All right. All right, well, thank you guys for tuning in. This is a shorter episode today. We're trying out some new things, testing the waters and whatnot. But we will be back next week, of course. And, be sure to just comment what you want us to do in these podcasts. You know, we're always up for different segments and whatnot. So be sure to comment, check us out on everywhere, Clutch Points, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, anything, any social media. Be sure to check us out, and we will catch you guys next time. Peace out.